Week 8, Day 2. Our scripture reading is three sections from Luke, chapter 1, verses 5 through 25. In the days of Herod, king of Judea, there was a priest named Zechariah of the division of Abijah. And he had a wife from the daughters of Aaron, and her name was Elizabeth. And they were both righteous before God, walking blamelessly in all the commandments and statutes of the Lord. But they had no child, because Elizabeth was barren, and both were advanced in years. Now while he was serving as a priest before God, when his division was on duty, according to the custom of the priesthood, he was chosen by lot to enter the temple of the Lord and burn incense. And the whole multitude of the people were praying outside of the hour of incense. And there appeared to him an angel of the Lord standing on the right side of the altar of incense. And Zechariah was troubled when he saw him, and fear fell upon him. But the angel said to him, "Do not be afraid, Zechariah, for your prayer has been heard, and your wife Elizabeth will bear you a son, and you shall call his name John. And you will have joy and gladness, and many will rejoice at his birth, for he will be great before the Lord, and he must not drink wine or strong drink, and he will be filled with the Holy Spirit, even from his mother's womb. And he will turn many of the children of Israel to the Lord their God. And he will go before him in the spirit and power of Elijah, to turn the hearts of the fathers to the children and the disobedient to the wisdom of the just, to make ready for the Lord a people prepared." And Zechariah said to the angel, "How shall I know this? For I am an old man, and my wife is advanced in years." And the angel answered him, "I am Gabriel. I stand in the presence of God, and I was sent to speak to you and to bring you this good news. And behold, you will be made silent and unable to speak until the day that these things take place, because you did not believe my words, which will be fulfilled in their time." And the people were waiting for Zechariah, and they were wondering at his delay in the temple. And when he came out, he was unable to speak to them, and they realized that he had seen a vision in the temple. And he kept making signs to them and remained mute. And when his time of service was ended, he went to his home. After these days, his wife Elizabeth conceived, and for 5 months she kept herself hidden, saying, "Thus the Lord has done for me in the days when he looked on me, to take away my reproach among people." Verses 39 through 45. In those days, Mary arose and went with haste into the hill country, to a town in Judah. And she entered the house of Zechariah and greeted Elizabeth. And when Elizabeth heard the greeting of Mary, the baby leaped in her womb. And Elizabeth was filled with the Holy Spirit. And she exclaimed with a loud cry, "Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit in your womb. And why is this granted to me that the mother of my Lord should come to me? For behold, when the sound of your greeting came to my ears, the baby in my womb leaped for joy. And blessed is she who believed that there would be a fulfillment of what was spoken to her from the Lord." Verses 57 through 80. Now the time came for Elizabeth to give birth, and she bore a son. And her neighbors and relatives heard that the Lord had shown great mercy to her, and they rejoiced with her. And on the eighth day they came to circumcise the child. And they would have called him Zechariah after his father, but his mother answered, "No, he shall be called John." And they said to her, "None of your relatives is called by this name." And they made signs to his father, inquiring what he wanted him to be called. And he asked for a writing tablet, and he wrote, "His name is John." And they all wondered. And immediately his mouth was open and his tongue loosed, and he spoke, blessing God. And fear came on all the neighbors, and all these things were talked about through all the hill country of Judea. And all who heard them laid them up in their hearts, saying, "What then will this child be? For the hand of the Lord was with him." And his father Zechariah was filled with the Holy Spirit and prophesied, saying, "Blessed be the Lord God of Israel, for he has visited and redeemed his people. He has raised up a horn of salvation for us in the house of his servant David, as he spoke by the mouth of his holy prophets from of old, that we should be saved from our enemies and from the hand of all who hate us, to show us the mercy promised to our fathers and to remember his holy covenant, the oath that he swore to our father Abraham to grant us, that we, being delivered from the hand of our enemies, might serve him without fear, in holiness and righteousness before him all our days. And you, child, will be called the prophet of the Most High, for you will go before the Lord to prepare his ways, to give knowledge of salvation to his people in the forgiveness of their sins, because of the tender mercy of our God, whereby the sunrise shall visit us from on high, to give light to those who sit in darkness and in the shadow of death, to guide our feet into the way of peace." And the child grew and became strong in spirit, and he was in the wilderness until the day of his public appearance in Israel. His name is John, by Woody Gates. I grew up going to church, went to my fair share of VBS and church camps, and loved serving all the way through middle school. However, high school exposed just how shallow my roots were. In no time, my attention, energy, and worship transferred to social life, sports, and girlfriends. I spent around 7 years doing things my way. This mostly led to broken relationships, substance abuse, and a destructive pornography addiction. I turned away from God and in the process lost sight of my true identity, a son of our Lord God Almighty. I forgot my name. In biblical times, a name was far more than just a label. It carried deep meaning and often reflected a person's character, calling, or destiny. Names were intentionally chosen to reveal something significant about the individual. The Greek Zacharias means God remembers, and Elizabeth, his oath. So together, God remembers his oath. The story of Zacharias and Elizabeth is chronologically the earliest in the New Testament. It is here that God breaks through 400 years of silence to remember his promise of sending both a messenger to prepare the way along with the Messiah himself. God remembers his oath. Before John the Baptist was born, the angel Gabriel told Zacharias to name his son John, but when the baby arrived, friends and family assumed he would be named after his father. Elizabeth corrected them. No, he shall be called John. When they protested, Zacharias wrote, because he was mute at the time, his name is John. The name John means God is gracious. This was the foundation of his calling. John the Baptist's entire ministry flowed from his identity in God. He preached repentance so that people could be ready to receive the grace of God. What made John one of the greatest figures in Scripture is that he lived in full alignment with his God-given identity. He remembered who he was and whose he was. His name, identity, and message shouted, God is gracious. When I forgot who I was, my life reflected it. I strayed further and further away from God's design until I hit rock bottom. That is when I heard God's whisper to come back home. I started attending church again. It was in this context that I slowly reclaimed my identity. I had to shed the false self that had taken over my life. Even today, my flesh and my spirit are competing for naming rights. So often, I need people like Zacharias and Elizabeth to speak truth into my life. Most of all, I need God, my creator, to remind me who I am. My story, your story, Israel's story, and the world's story are all the same plot with different details. We are God's beloved. We're not sure if we buy it. We sin, yet God offers redemption, calling us back to assume our place with him and remember who we are, sons and daughters of God. Question 1. Do you have people who can speak truth into your life? If yes, how can you further develop those relationships? If not, who do you think can fill that role? Question 2. If the people closest to you were asked to describe you, what would they say? Do you think their description would differ from what God wants you to be? Question 3. While we all have the same identity in Christ, God gives us each different skills, talents, and traits to serve him in a specific way. What particular giftings do you feel like you should be using more to glorify God? Daily prayer. Heavenly Father, remind me who I am. Show me what you love about me. Help me live into the design you have for my life. Amen.